Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. On January 1st, the Prime Ministers of Malaysia and Singapore issued a joint statement that the Kuala Lumpur-Singapore high-speed rail project had been terminated. Now, both governments failed to agree on changes to terms of the project that had been tabled by Malaysia following the change of government here in 2018. Now, opinion is divided over the termination of a project that was touted as a game-changer on both sides of the causeway. Tonight on the show, we ask, what is the true cost of the cancellation? Zach Cheong is a committee member of Transit Malaysia, which is a group advocating for better public transport. Zach, good evening. Now, where does Transit stand in this heated debate over the cancellation of the HSR project?
Okay. Yes, we do have a few opinions on it. But most of it is that we believe that there is a lack of transparency in the part that the public do not actually know much about this project, especially the people who are living along the alignment of the route. So, yeah, basically that's our main sense on this project. Yeah.
As a whole, Zach, was the project, you know, as it was touted, a game changer in terms of bilateral relations between the two countries, also in terms of providing, you know, quick access to those two cities, Kuala Lumpur and Singapore in particular. Did you see that? Does Transit see that game changer dimension of the project?
Oh, yes, definitely. It is actually a game changer, definitely a game changer, because just look at the European cities. The thing is that HSR, actually, any high-speed rail, they actually would stimulate everything from the economy, from social-wise and everything, especially from from the major population centers, from one major population center to another. So so the gist of the HSR is actually to connect downtown KL to downtown Singapore, which these two are the major, some of the major cities in Southeast Asia, and it will surely generate growth and also stimulate economic activities, as well as, of course, improve bilateral relations.
Okay, so you know, you mentioned a little bit about the route, the alignment of the HSR. What do you think about the viability and the design of the route? I mean, who are the biggest losers now that this project has been cancelled?
Okay, well, the biggest losers are actually the people of both the main city. Okay. But the thing is that as of the alignment, the problem is now that the thing is that it is actually, I do have a few questions, like, for instance, are the stations located close to the catchment? And are the services affordable to all Malaysians to be able to travel on the HSR? So the thing is that Transit are actually, we are more focused towards on the Malaysian side, where we are worried that if this project were to go ahead, would Malaysians being able to afford? Plus, also, there are so little transparency and lack of public consultation, and that leads to the confusion of the public, as we can see that this few days after they have mooted the cancellation. People are all confused.
All right. Okay. So you bring up the lack of transparency, Zach. What would you like to see? What kind of accountability, transparency, information, oversight would you like to see with projects like these, like this HSR project that perhaps we did not see previously that you would like to see now?
Okay. Okay. First of all, we must go to the gist of the problem. Specifically, the problem that it wasn't like in the budget, not debated in the parliament. There is very little public engagement on the creation and even on the cancellation of the HSR. And also, there are not enough questions asked about the social or the environmental impact of this infrastructure project to justify its delivery in the eyes of the public. Would it even be affordable for the public to use? Or how about the impact of the people, the flora, fauna located close to the proposed alignment? And these are the things that we should look at and the government should look at.
Considering that this project might actually come back to life, I think the Singapore Minister of Transport said, you know, in defining what was fatal to the continuance of this particular iteration of the project, said that the country was still, Singapore that is, still open to the to renewed negotiations. I want to ask you about affordability, because the question is, who uses high-speed rail? I mean, is it an equivalent to a commuter, to a bus, to an airplane? Mm. And therefore, I mean, what should be the adequate pricing of a project costing billions, and will it be able to absorb that cost, in fact, even make money, perhaps?
Okay, from the sources that I know, these haven't even account to going into Singapore, you know. It is actually supposed to range between 280 ringgit to about 320 ringgit from KL to JB. So you tell me who would want to fork up that kind of money, because an Asia flight would probably cost like half of that. And also, this is almost like the cost of a full-service airline, like Singapore Airlines or Malaysia Airlines. And of course, the great benefit of having a HSR is actually for business users. For instance, people who like to have meetings in Singapore or vice versa. Like, people like to have this downtown to downtown connection. So it is vital that there is little disruption between both cities, and that's where HSR comes in.
Okay, you said downtown to downtown connection. Now, in lieu of the cancellation of the HSR, the Malaysian government is now exploring the possibility of a domestic HSR between KL and JB, Johor Bahru. Do you think that's feasible?
Well, like I said, even the numbers that I just gave, the 280 ringgit minimum, is actually from KL. That's what the people close to the project, and they did the study, and they said that that's about the amount that they are going to charge. Okay. For instance, I don't actually see much of business travelers who would want to travel to JB paying that kind of money. And moreover, it's not just about JB alone, because when we do it domestically, we have to take into account the town that is in between the alignment. I mean, along the alignment. Like, for instance, Seremban. Melaka, as in Pahit Geruk, you know, it's so far away from downtown Melaka. And then you have Muar and Batu Pahat. Not to look down on the folks of Muar and Batu Pahat, but the thing is that, do we actually see people traveling, especially business people, traveling from KL to Muar, vice versa, or to Batu Pahat? You know, so to Johor Bahru, maybe, yeah. But the thing is that Singapore definitely had a much bigger catchment area, and we at Transit do think that if it's not connected to Singapore, might as well we don't have it.
Zach, thank you so much for speaking with us. We really appreciate your time. We're going to take a quick break after this. We'll continue our discussion on the HSR project cancellation with a transport economist. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Stay tuned to consider this.